Well, Merry Christmas, everyone, and I have an early present for all of you. Recently, Christopher Mellon, and when I say recently, I mean literally tonight on Christmas Eve, Chris Mellon, the former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Intelligence, wrote an article published on his own website, and links will be in the description box below. And within this article, Christopher made a stunning acknowledgement that I don't think anyone was expecting him to make. He acknowledged that Dr. Eric W. Davis, the Department of Defense astrophysicist who is well known in the UFO community for his research, his contributions, his government affiliations, and overall interest in the UFO issue, Chris Mellon just acknowledged that Dr. Eric W. Davis is indeed the legitimate author of what is known within the UFO research community as the Wilson Davis Memo, or the Eric Davis Notes, or the Admiral Wilson Leaks, which is a transcript of a conversation in 2001 between Eric Davis and the former director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, Admiral Thomas R. Wilson, wherein Admiral Wilson tells Eric Davis that he investigated the UFO issue internally, investigated the Pentagon program indexes within classified aerospace endeavors, and eventually discovered a program that was housing a vehicle. And this vehicle, according to the program managers, was not from this earth, it was not man-made, it was not made by human hands. This was essentially a good-faith meeting with the Admiral, but he was denied access to the actual program. He was denied the ability to be read into this program, which was, for all intents and purposes, a reverse engineering program that was attempting to exploit a technology that was not made by humans. These leaked transcripts between Eric Davis and Admiral Wilson were retrieved from the estate of the Apollo 14 astronaut Dr. Edgar Mitchell when he passed away. And since they were released online, they have been a point of contention within the UFO research community, with some believing the notes are authentic and others believing it to be a clever hoax. Whilst Eric Davis has never confirmed personally on the record that he authored the notes, he has, over various interviews, given very strange no comments. There have never been considered as reasonable dismissals of the notes, but more so reinforce the idea that the acknowledgement of the notes being legitimate has attached to it extremely sensitive national security implications and potentially classified information. And so, with the legislative changes regarding UFOs recently being signed into law via the presidential signing of the NDAA, it would seem that those within this network of insiders, Chris Mellon, Lou Elizondo, Eric Davis, and others, feel that it is now time to take another step forward in pushing for a conversation on crash retrievals and reverse engineering programs dealing with non-human technology. And so, on Christmas Eve, Christopher Mellon writes an article that has been published on his website, and in this article, he states the following. Even before this whistleblower legislation was signed into law, credible individuals were providing Congress information alleging that the U.S. government has recovered extraterrestrial technology. This process began in 2018 when I brought astrophysicist Dr. Eric Davis to Capitol Hill to meet with staff from the Senate Intelligence and Armed Services Committee. Dr. Davis, author of the famous Wilson Davis Memo, provided specific information lending credence to sensational reports that an official U.S. government program is actively seeking to exploit recovered technology that was fashioned by some other species, or perhaps advanced AI machines. Much of the information Dr. Davis provided remains highly classified. But the good news is that these sensational claims, which have the potential to transform our understanding of the universe and man's place within it, are now being taken seriously and properly investigated. I've brought others, besides Dr. Davis and Lou Elizondo, to the Hill and the Arrow office, and I'm encouraging anyone else who may be able to help set the record straight to step forward as well. So, this is a big deal, folks, and it's certainly not coincidental. Chris obviously feels that the climate is right for this admission to be made public, and so now everyone knows what some of us have known for a while now: the Admiral Wilson leaks, or Eric Davis notes, are real and were indeed authored by Dr. Eric Davis himself, and Chris Mellon just confirmed that publicly on the record. And so, Merry Christmas, everyone.